Welcome to Your Gospel here on Gospel for Grampian. Your Gospel is all about making sure that wherever you come from, you'll be able to hear the Gospel.
This is the Gospel in Urdu.
Yohanna ki Injil, uska 3 bab, uski 16 ayat se. Kyunki Khudavand ne duniya se aisi mohabbat rakhi ki usne apna iklota beta bakhsh diya taaki jo koi us par imaan laaye halak na ho balki hamesha ki zindagi paaye. Amen.
Your Gospel aims to make the Gospel available in languages from around the world. It's taken from John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Look out for more from Your Gospel at the top of the hour every hour on Gospel for Grampian.
listen.g4g.org.uk. If you'd like to catch up with our podcasts, then it's podcast.g4g.org.uk. Thank you for listening. May God bless you, keep you, make his face to shine upon you, give your favour and blessing this year and for the future. A very good evening to you. This is Gospel for Grampian. Welcome along to the Power Hour. The Power Hour is about applying God's word in prayer, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing. God's word is the word that is contained within the Bible. And the theme for tonight is the truth will set you free. And this is contained really within John chapter 8 verses 31 to 36. To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you really are my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Now, Jesus is talking about himself as in the Son of God. And this is really why we celebrate Christmas, because at Christmas we're celebrating the time when God came into the world. Now we have a scripture for you which demonstrates simply that, and it's taken from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. Keep that in mind as we go through this program. This program, yes, is about prayer. It's about setting God's word into context that we can pray about it, and through prayer that does bring results. Prayer is about speaking to God. It's about talking back to God about his word in the Bible and applying it to the situations that we have today. There's so many conflicting situations. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of fear. But as Christians, we're believing that there is a clarity, and that clarity is to be found in the Gospel. That clarity is to be found in reading God's word and through prayer, applying it in our own lives. God's word tells us that he says, "Is not my word like fire and like a hammer that shatters a rock in pieces?" God's word speaks about God's word being sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division between soul and spirit, and also joints and marrow, and judging the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. And I suppose it's because of that aspect that many people, when they're put in contact with God's word, when they see it in any form or shape, they feel convicted. And that, I suppose, is what causes offence. But there is also great hope from that. Emmanuel, God with us. God wants each one of us to have salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And this is the promise given in John chapter 3, verse 16. When we remember what we read in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, about, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be called Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. And Jesus is the personation of that. Jesus came into this world as a baby, and that's what we celebrate at Christmas. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, when he was questioned about his validity, Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So yes, Jesus is pointing to himself, but he is the way, and the truth, and the life. God's word adds validity to what Jesus is all about. And I know people can't always understand it, but in going through this word and praying about it, prayer and considering God's word does bring a clarity which nothing else will. And to demonstrate that, I'm going to pray just now for clarity. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I've read quite a few scriptures out already, but I know, Lord God, that you give me the words to say, and indeed the direction of how to take this and every program, and the direction of the station. Lord God, we wouldn't be on air if it wasn't for prayer. We wouldn't be on air if it wasn't for you directing. And Father, I want to thank you, but right now, for our listeners, so that they may understand, and that people of this world might understand, when they come into contact with you, open their minds and their hearts to desire to understand the scriptures, to understand the gospel, and come to you in prayer and say, Lord, we don't understand any of this. Will you help us? And Lord God, that as we go through tonight and as we broadcast, that people will start understanding what the scriptures are about, how it can relate to them, and how it can relate to the greater betterment of society. Amen. Now this brings me, listeners, to another scripture. Scriptures that tell us of God's love to each one of us. Not only John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. But Jesus said, it's actually written, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper, not to harm, plans to give you hope and a future. There's so many messages of God's love in the Bible, and that's available for each one of us, if only we would choose to look at that. And God's promises are to be found in every part of the Bible, not just in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament too. There are examples all the way through the Bible of God's love and God's caring. And in the Old Testament, God sent judges and he sent prophets to show a way of godliness. In the New Testament, we have Jesus. And we can relate to Jesus because Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What's Jesus trying to do? Well, Jesus is telling us, he said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So if we think we're going to get to heaven based on good deeds, we've got another thing coming. For Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So it's when we accept Christ Jesus as Lord and Saviour, and what he's done for us on the cross, then that has opened up the way for us to be reconciled to God. And so you'll hear some messages this evening about reconciliation. You'll hear about two roads. You'll hear about deception. But at the end of it, there's hope. And that hope is to be found in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14 right now. And that concerns the narrow and the wide gates. And we're urged to enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it. We're going to be listening to Angus Buchan. Angus Buchan lives in South Africa, but he has a real heart for each and every person.
And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the book of Romans, chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Two roads. One leads to eternal damnation, the other leads to eternal life. One is broad, the other is very narrow. One is steep and hard, and the other is broad and wide. Which one are we walking on today? You know, the shortcut is very rarely the quickest way home. The wages of sin pay dearly, but the free gift from God for following Him is eternal life, God's lavish gift to us who walk in His ways. I looked up the Message translation, and this is what it says. Work hard for sin your whole life, and your pension is death. But God's gift is real life, eternal life, delivered by Jesus, our Master. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go by it. I remember many years ago going to Swaziland, and at Manzini they've got a huge stadium, and we had a massive campaign there. And on the Sunday, the King Mswati himself arrived with all his entourage. It was a great occasion. I was actually wearing my Scottish tartan that day, and that seemed to amuse him greatly as he was dressed in his traditional robes. God gave me a clear word to give to him in front of the people. I'll never forget it. It was with fear and trembling I brought him the word. I said to him, Your Majesty, I have a vision of a young Nguni bull standing at the crossroads of life. The one road is wide, and the other one is narrow. You have a choice to make. I left it in his hands. You see, the Swazi people are a Christian nation. King Somhlolo lived many, many years ago, and one night he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw wagons coming from the south. And they said the people had long pointed noses and straight hair like the hair of a horse's mane. They were missionaries. And in his dream, he sent warriors to go and find this wagon train. And when the warriors found it, he said, you will find that these people will offer you two things. They will offer you a book, or they will offer you beads. Don't take the beads, take the book. And of course, the book was the Bible, and the beads represented commerce and industry. What choice are you making today? Remember, the way to eternal life is sometimes hard and narrow, but it leads to a wonderful reward. God bless you and goodbye.
So we thank Angus Buchan, and we do get regular thoughts from Angus Buchan as a thought for the day. And you can hear that here on Gospel for Grampian on a regular basis. Well, this program is the Power Hour, and the theme for this Power Hour about applying God's word in prayer is the truth will set you free. And this is what we're considering, making sense of the scriptures and doing so through prayer. So that's exactly what we're going to do. We've also considered a number of different scriptures already today. John chapter 8, verses 31 to 36, where Jesus said, I am, then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And in John 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And Matthew 7, verses 13 to 14, you heard also Angus Buchan referring to the narrow and to the wide gates. And as Christians, we're really believing and trusting, and we know, not just as a head knowledge or something that we've read, but something that we have considered at length, something we have prayed about, and we know, I know, that entering through the narrow gate and trusting in God is the one that is going to take me toward eternal life. Now, being a Christian is not a bed of roses. It's not easy. So many things to take on board, and how much more at this very time. But yet, because of what Christ Jesus has done for me, I can tell you, I know that Christ is with me. He's opened the way, he's made the way possible for me to have a wonderful relationship with God here on earth. That means I can come to God about anything and everything and not feel ashamed. I can bring other people to him in prayer. Other situations that I'm not sure about. But I know that those prayers are being answered. Things I don't understand. God tells us to pray about everything and anything. And that shows our reliance on him, but it demonstrates to me, God's great love. His great love as expressed by Christ Jesus, that I can come and do that. And that is the heritage of everyone who is a child of God. And God's word goes further than that even. And you have only to read, for example, like Psalm 91, and you will see other instances of benefits that come from knowing God through Christ Jesus. So we're going to go and pray just now once again. Now, this program itself, the spoken part of this program, will probably not be long, but it is simply an opportunity and a thought. And we're going to be having another thought from Angus Buchan very soon indeed, and then a message from Donnie Stewart. It was a message from Lewis as well. And an opportunity later on in the show for you to, if anything that you hear on this station, on this program, has made a difference in your life and you would like to accept Christ as Lord and Saviour, well, you'll be able to do that. And we have the Father's Love Letter read by Sandy Smith. That's also coming up in this program. But right now, let's come again into prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, bit by bit, through prayer, we're getting a greater understanding of what you are about. I pray, Lord God, that as people listen to this program, their lives, the things that they've watched on television, the things that they've read in books, looked at on their mobile phones, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of misunderstanding, there's probably a lot of hurt in people's lives. But I pray, Lord, that you will bring clarity into people's lives. You will show them what is true and what is untrue. Lord God, you will take away forever from them the deception that maybe they're believing in something else. Maybe they're believing a lie. Maybe there are things in their life which are just not right, and maybe they're putting a face up to try and make the best of things. But whatever the situation, Lord God, is that they will realize that you, Lord God, are loving and compassionate God. Yes, a righteous God. Yes, a holy God, but also a loving and compassionate God. And your word says that about men and women, that if they are ready to confess and to repent, and that you are faithful and just to forgive. So you are loving, and because of your Son Jesus Christ, Son of God, you made it possible that each one of us can have everlasting life. So take away from people as they listen to this program, take away from them the deceit that is in front of them. Clarify things in their hearts and in their minds. Give them even peace that they have longed for a long time. Give them love that they have longed for a long time. Let them know of your love to them. You tuned into Gospel for Grampian Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. Let's go now to listen to Angus Buchan once again as he speaks about deception.
This is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9. Satan, who deceives the whole world. At the moment, the father of all lies, that's what he is called in John chapter 8, verse 44. He is a liar and the father of it. He is deceiving the world. What is deception? Deception is to be misled. We need to hear the truth. You know, there's such a beautiful scripture in the Gospel of John chapter 8 and verses 31 and 32. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, the Bible, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord Jesus himself is the truth. So you're saying, Angus, what is the way? We don't know what to do. We don't know whether to go, to stay, to buy, to sell. Go to the word. The truth will set you free indeed. He is the truth. Jesus himself is the one that contradicts the devil every time. And that is what has kept me going all of my Christian walk. What does the Bible say about the situation? Many years ago, a man came to my farm. He wanted to sell me a new tractor. We sat down, we had a cup of tea together, and I said to him, will you give me your best price? I'm not going to haggle with you. He said, Angus, this is the best price I've got for you. I said, thank you very much. I will let you know tomorrow. When he left, I phoned up another tractor supplier and I asked him to come and see me. He came and saw me. I said, give me your best price. And his price was cheaper than the other man. So I bought the tractor. The first salesman, when he heard that I'd bought a tractor from the opposition, he shot around to my farm and said, but why didn't you phone me? I said, about what? He said, we could have talked. I could have given you a better price. I said, no, but you told me that the truth was that was your best price. No, no, we could have spoken about it. Because he was telling lies, that wasn't his best price, he lost the deal. I want to say to you today, you need to trust what the Word of God says, and that will dispel any fear in your life. And the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Because the Lord's promised us that he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Nothing will happen to you without his permission. So why are you so fearful? I suggest that maybe it's because you're listening to the father of all lies. Let's today not listen to the deceiver any longer. Let's start getting back to the Word and abiding in the Word. And then we will have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Go out today and tell people that until God says it, I will not believe it. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Angus Buchan with a thought for the day about deception and indeed the father of lies. And one of the very good ways that you can actually do that, God's word says firstly to trust in the Lord and not in your own understanding, and we're also to resist the devil, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from us. So by simply trusting in God, we can resist the father of lies and we can succeed in being able to see beyond lies that are presented to us by others. Let's go and pray quickly. Help us, Lord God, not only as believers, but also that unbelievers can see how you intend for believers to live. And so that we can put away from ourselves lies and the desire to lie to others, for whatever reason it may be. But also, Lord God, to do what is right and to be able to see beyond the lies. So resist the devil. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And when we trust in God, God does a great work of reconciling. Here is Reverend Donnie Stewart from Lewis.
Good morning, saints. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing or reckoning their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. A new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. God has reconciled us to himself. God did it. There is nothing left for us to do but to invite others to share in the same reconciliation. We have been given the task of handing out the invitations to others to be reconciled to God. Not to do anything, just be reconciled. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, not reckoning their sins to them, no longer counting people's sins against them. No wonder Peter said that some of the things Paul taught were hard to understand. When you have been religiously programmed your whole life to do things that you hope will make you acceptable to God, to hear that everything that needed to be done to make us acceptable to God has already been done, can really shake our religion to the core. But if anyone, regardless of who they were before, is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, and God is making his appeal through us. What is his appeal? Come home to me. Be reconciled. Everything that was a hindrance to our relationship with God has been removed and taken out of the way. For God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The old sinner is gone. The new righteousness has come. Now come and be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and enter and stand in God's presence without a sense of fear or guilt or shame or condemnation or any other negative emotion. Be superabundantly blessed today with the revelation of the righteousness that you already are, and invite as many people as you can to come and be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
And thanks very much to Reverend Donnie Stewart, who also broadcasts here on the station. And again, you can hear those very regularly. Now, this program is the Power Hour, and we're about applying God's word in prayer. And this evening, we've been thinking, praying, and listening around the whole subject of the truth will set you free. And you've heard about the truth. the truth that Jesus Christ came into the world, Jesus Christ, who is Son of God, came into the world and made it possible for each one of us to know God through him, to know Father God. He made it possible for each one of us to come to know Christ Jesus as Lord and Saviour. And as you heard from Donnie Stewart, it's opened the way, really, for each one of the disciples. When Jesus was taken up to heaven, which the Bible tells us he was, and we believe that, in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, Jesus came and told his disciples, "I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Now, we don't know when the end of the age exactly is. We can look at signs right now, and we might think that now is the end of the age. But in truth, we don't. Because God can come back at any time. God can make it such that Christ can come back at any time. But when he does, that will be the end. And there will be no second chances. I'll repeat again, there will be no second chances. So it depends where you are on your road of life, which road you're on, whether you know the truth, whether you're accepting the truth, whether you're following the truth. If you are following the truth will set you free. We've thought in this program as well about how to resist the devil, and that's by trusting in God, submitting to God. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And that is part of God's word. We're going to be finishing off now, at least the spoken part, with the Father's Love Letter, which is read by Sandy Smith. And the Father's Love Letter is a compilation of scriptures which have been brought together to form a letter, as it were, from God. But the whole of the Bible could almost be considered as that, because it's scripture which is there to instruct, scripture which is there to give hope and inspire. And that's what we trust and pray that this radio station is doing. We hope that this evening, what you've heard this evening, will resonate with you. We want to give you an opportunity to accept Christ as Lord and Saviour. If something tonight or a few things have resonated with you and you want to do that, that's available to you coming up. If you'd like to send us an email, that's info@gnumber4g.org.uk. You can hear this program going as a podcast after the end of this program, so listen out for that, and we'll try and get that one sorted out for you. But right now we've got Ian White and the Father's Ian White coming up after Sandy Smith and the Father's Love Letter. We hope you have a great weekend in progress, and do join us this weekend. We've got lots of great things on Gospel for Grampian. In the meanwhile, not only stay safe, but think about the things that we have spoken about and prayed about this evening. It could just be God might be speaking to you.
My child, this is an intimate message from God to you. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry. I am the complete expression of love, and it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than any earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with joy, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. Delight in me and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are broken-hearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you, even as I love my son Jesus. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home, and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been father, and you will always be father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love, your dad, Almighty God. Would you like to come home? All you need to do is simply believe that Jesus died in your place to make a way for you to be born into his family. The following words might help you express your thoughts to God. Father, I want to come home. Please make me your child. I turn from my sin and accept your forgiveness made possible through your Son Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. I place my faith and trust in Jesus alone to save me. Thank you for making me a part of your family. Amen.
If you have prayed that prayer and you have made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can start to pick up your Bible from the shelf and read God's Word. You can also phone the studio at 01224 898 008, and you can also drop us an email, info@gospelforgrampian.g4g.org.uk. From there, we will help you get to a church which is local to you and will help you guide you in your newfound spiritual life.